We will start with Rory, please, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Rory. Hi, Mo.
Hi, mate.
Just think, obviously, you already had Ben Stokes and Jason Roy missing. Do you think that sort of adding Joss and Owen to that sort of absent list was maybe just a step too far to see it through today?
Look, when you're missing four world-class players and four players have probably been the best batters in our team, it is obviously a big miss, but I wouldn't say it's too far. I think Joe and Bilbo have been around for a while and have been playing some brilliant cricket as well. So, no, I thought we had a good enough side. We were obviously short with the bat. But yeah, I mean, when you got players like that missing, it's a big miss.
Tell us about your mate Adil. He put you in with a shout with another brilliant spell. I mean, do you always feel that the game's not finished until he's had his say?
Definitely. I mean, you always wish that he has another over or so to bowl, but he's an amazing bowler for us. When he's bowling like that, I think he's the best in the world. So. He's brilliant, and he has been for over a long period of time, and it's the reason why he's leading wicket taking white ball cricket generally. And he's world class as well.
Thanks.
Okay, we'd like to go next, please. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Hi, Mo. Do you think it was your fielding above all that cost you guys tonight?
Definitely. I thought even with that with a low score like that, I thought we'd take those chances, and we saw in the first game. Australia, you put them under pressure and you push back a little bit and they did crumble there. And I felt like they could have done that again tonight. Take them chances and I feel we were won the game for sure. Of course, we were short with the bat, but the wicket did get easier. But the fielding has to back up our bowling for sure.
Can you put it down to anything? Was it the series already in the bag? Or
no, I don't think so. I think the incentives are there to try and be number one in the world. And I just think it's probably lack of intensity in the field, and we just got to switch on. Obviously, inexperience as well. We've got some younger players who probably haven't played that much, but I think generally we were poor, a bit slow in the field. But we're going to have to put that right if we want to win the World Cup.
Thanks.
Okay, Rob Johnson, Crick Buzz, and John Etheridge, please.
Hi Mo, just wondered after the six games, Pakistan and this series, what you think you've learned as a group over those six games building to next year's World Cup?
I think we've played really well. We've learned that we're definitely, I feel like we have a top bowling attack. And when Stokesy comes back in and Joss and Morgs and Jason almost like putting the puzzle together, and then we will have another formidable side. And automatically, you sort of lift yourselves up. And I think what we've learned is that we are never a side that's out of the game. Every game we've played, even when we've lost, has gone right to the wire. So even with a score like that tonight, to go all the way to the last over when the wicket got better, I thought it was a great effort against the number one side in the world.
Thanks.
John, please.
Mo, I just wondered how much it sort of meant to you to captain your country for the first time.
Yeah. You know, when Morgs told me last night, I was over the moon. To captain England in any format, but then to captain these guys, it made me, I don't feel proud a lot of the time with things, but that was one of the most proudest moments. And obviously losing is not great, but to lead my country out like that, it was amazing. And I'll never, ever forget that.
Okay, Sam Ferris.
Hey, Mo, and how susceptible is Australia to spin bowling, particularly in the middle order? And is that an area you think other teams will really target them?
Definitely. I think Rash is quite hard anyway to play and pick. I think he's got so much skill. He's not the easiest, but for sure. I mean, even without pace bowlers, I feel like we roughed them up a little bit. I know they're not so much today, but in the series in general. And I think we are a very difficult bowling attack, to be honest with you, generally. I'm sure in India, both teams will get a lot of spin. But you always, as spinners, you always fancy bowling at Australia for sure, in white ball, not so much in red ball.
Thank you.
Okay, Will McPherson.
Hi, mate. I just wonder whether you could give an assessment of where you think your own game is at this stage and going into these ODIs after a run of white ball cricket with England this summer. You're normally quite a sort of honest critic and sort of assessor of your own game. So if you could do that.
I actually feel like I'm playing okay at the moment. Where I want to be, I'm pretty happy with the way I'm playing. And without setting the world alight, I feel like I've contributed decently enough. And hopefully, I do definitely feel my confidence getting up there more and more. I'm pretty happy with where I am with my game. And slowly but surely, I feel like I'm getting more confident. And it's great. I mean, Morgs gives me a lot of confidence. Even just to consider me as captain, I think, is giving me a lot of confidence. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way I'm playing. Obviously, you want to do more with the ball and stuff, but with our bowling tackle, it's quite difficult.
Did Morgs say he could have played tonight, or was it rest, or was it protecting his finger, or was it just go straight?
With Morgs, there's a lot of cricket to come with the ODIs and then obviously IPL and hopefully South Africa after that. So, he's a massive miss tonight. His captaincy is second to none. So, I think he's just protecting his finger to make sure he can play all three of those games.
Thanks, Will. Dean, to finish off, please.
Yeah, hi, Mo. Well played in this series. I just wondered where you see the 50-over series. You know, you've just won the World Cup and nothing going on with that for 4 years. Is it really all about T20 as far as you're concerned? Does this take a bit of a back burner? How do you view it?
I think it's just playing white ball cricket. Obviously, the World Cup is far, but I'm sure against Australia in particular, we'll put out our best side. But if the good thing is we have the luxury of if the guys want to, if Morgs and Spoons want to see younger players play, and a few of them might get a chance there. So. I think he's just playing white ball cricket, a bit more cricket together as for T20 as well. For us, not a lot changes. I know the format changes, but the intent and the way we play doesn't change too much. For us, is obviously as any sort of white ball game, go out there and try and put pressure back on the opposition.
Sorry to kind of put you on the spot after this series, but obviously you'd be aware of the story at Yorkshire with Azeem Rafiq. Obviously, kind of dichotomy, you're captaining England on one side and he's kind of, you know, really struggling on the other. I just wondered whether you'd spoken to him or what your thoughts are on that situation.
I have not spoken. I don't know him that well, to be honest with you, but I think in general, if someone has felt like that, then I'm sure, you know, counties kind of work with players and things like that and try and get better at that. Obviously, personally myself, I've never experienced anything like that. But if somebody has, then you speak to the guy, like Carb's the situation, and you work with him and you try and improve that. And it's not a dig at Yorkshire anyone, because I think every county can, even if you think you're good at it, you can still learn more about other cultures, etc., and work with the players going forward.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, everyone. Take care. Catch you soon. Cheers.
Bye. Cheers, guys.